This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome along to episode 11 of Down the Line, the football-focused podcast on the RNIB Connect radio network. We have a couple of guests along, some familiar voices that you might have heard in the past. We've got Willie, the Dundee United fan, and we've got Maka, the Hibs and Sunderland fan, with us. So thanks for joining us today, lads. I guess the biggest place to start would be Arsenal's 2-0 defeat away to Bournemouth, going down to 10 men in the first half with a William Saliba red card. And then, yeah, the game kind of got away from them from there. Did any of you guys see that game or keep up to date with it at all?
Yeah, well, a bit of a shock, though, because Arsenal have been on a really good run of late as well. And, you know, obviously they want to put themselves forward as title contenders, and going to Bournemouth as well and losing there. A bit of a setback for them. It'll be interesting to see how they bounce back this weekend.
Yeah, pretty disappointing. Some controversy around the red card, but I think, yeah, you pull your... the attacker down as the last man, I think. Really have a whole lot of arguments, I don't think. But Arsenal fans will be hoping that they bounce back next week, although a really tough game against Liverpool. So you think that already is that an opportunity that Liverpool have to maybe really assert themselves as one of the real challengers, and then also in the same hand, Arsenal, you know, be ruled out a little bit of a title race this early on if they lose to Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Liverpool might be the main ones that will give Man City, you know, a run for their money. I can't see anyone else out of the teams doing anything against them. Yeah.
No. And obviously on Man City going a goal down against Wolves on Sunday and then pulling it back with a very, very late winner, 95th minute winner of 5 minutes added on.
Man City just do what Man City do, don't they? I mean, I got caught a little bit of this game, and it just seemed like Wolves were just sort of sitting back, and they defended for more or less 95 minutes, I think it was. They just defended, and Man City just got corner after corner after corner, and then there's John Stones doing what he does, and obviously it went to VAR, but goal given, and Man City caught away with the 3 points.
Also on Sunday, Liverpool beating Chelsea 2-1. Decent match at Anfield. A couple of big decisions there again. But probably Chelsea matching up Liverpool for most of the match, to be fair. But Liverpool probably rightful winners in the end. Do you think that's your top four? Is Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea? Not particularly in that order or anything, but do you think that's your top four? Or do you think teams like a Villa or Tottenham can challenge for that top four?
I see more likely Villa than Spurs, you know, would make the top four, you know. But you can't really see anything past, you know, the teams you've mentioned, you know, for it.
Not Newcastle, Maka.
I know for balances of the podcast, then I've got to say that, you know, I guess you want a challenge, but I personally hope it's not Newcastle.
Yes, I guess that's the English Premier League wrapped up, staying down south. Just on that note, I guess, Sunderland beating Hull at the weekend, Maka.
Absolutely, yeah.
Happy enough with that?
Very much so. Gone back top of the league because obviously Hull was on Sunday, and everybody had obviously played their games. So Sunderland had dropped down to second thanks to Burnley's win. And Sunderland knew what they had to do to get back to top spot. And in previous seasons, Sunderland would have faltered, but they done really well against Hull. And it's a bit of a testing schedule for Sunderland, obviously getting that result with Leeds before the international break, when I don't know if any listeners remember, but the Leeds goalkeeper literally threw the ball into his net. And went through flags and that helped because that kept our unbeaten at home run going. So yeah, see how we get on tomorrow against Luton, and hopefully we keep the momentum going.
So we'll move up north of the border. We'll go to the Scottish Premier League. Hearts picking up 4-0 was a good result for them, but I think the two main results from Saturday are the obvious ones. Hibs throwing away a lead away to Dundee United. We have a Hibs fan and a Dundee United fan on the podcast today, so where else to start? We'll start with the good. We'll go Willie, Dundee United, hang on in there. The Hibs go a man down and you pull out the win, so yeah.
It's the same old story with Hibs. They go in front and can't defend anything. United scored a good first goal. The other two goals were laughable defensively. United gave away two bad goals defensively as well. But once it went down to 10 men, there was only going to be one winner, and it wasn't going to be Habs. Yeah, they just seemed to be good at shooting themselves in the foot.
We've done that all season, so yeah, and we go into the Edinburgh Derby next week under pressure, whereas Hearts, as you just mentioned there, go into the Edinburgh Derby, Neil Critchley's first Edinburgh Derby, and they go under, you know, having that win under their belt at Tynecastle on Saturday. So it'll be interesting on Sunday at 12 noon, which you can catch it on Sky Sports, the Edinburgh Derby. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, but Hibs are...
And Kev's best chance is not to have any defenders, just put 11 attackers in front of no goalkeeper. Try that.
That's sure. Yeah, that's for sure. It's going to be interesting. And two of the teams that shouldn't be, like, you wouldn't think would be at the bottom of the league, towards the bottom of the league, but Hibs are where they are for a reason, and we need to somehow turn things around.
You were up at Tannadice on Saturday, and despite the result, managed to have a good experience with steward staff and there are plenty of support for the visual impairment.
Have to say, Dundee United staff were tremendous. Went to the game on my own and they were very helpful. Got me in the ground, got me out the ground to a taxi, and it just makes the experience going to games as a totally blind person a lot easier when the clubs are so helpful. So yeah, fair play Dundee United, and absolutely amazing.
The other game on Saturday, which, the top of the table clash, Celtic versus Aberdeen, finishing 2-2. Celtic go 2-0 up, and then Aberdeen peg them back 2-2, almost with a winner right towards the end, but was ruled out by VAR. Yeah, I guess Aberdeen really are up there. Whether they win the league, it's going to be pretty tough, but they're certainly up there for that second spot. Yeah, I know we weren't managed to watch the game because unfortunately it wasn't on the TV. It was a 3 o'clock kickoff, but yeah, obviously Aberdeen keeping up that unbeaten run.
Yeah, Aberdeen are going well, which is good for Scottish football for a change. Yeah.
I think Aberdeen's shown why they're title contenders at the moment. They've got that win. They've got that will to win under their new manager, and he sort of came in and literally transformed them, hasn't he? And going to Celtic Park and really, really putting Celtic under duress and under a lot of pressure, and playing well, and could have nicked it at the end. Like could have nicked it, but didn't. And Celtic could have nicked it at the end as well. And it was just a really good advert for Scottish football, and it's such a shame that it wasn't televised.
What wasn't a good spectacle for Scottish football was the result on Sunday. Certainly not for me.
I don't know about that. Spectacle. Yeah.
Kilmarnock 1, Rangers 0, and a pretty poor game of football. I guess most people would have turned it over to watch the build-up of the Man City game. I nearly did. I know that. But yeah, I guess Rangers falling further behind the top two. Disappointing result, yeah, and a lot of questions, a lot of answers needed from Rangers in a difficult time.
Big game for Rangers coming up, I think. The European game on Thursday, then they're at home to St Mirren on Sunday, and then away to Aberdeen next Wednesday. So that's a big, big week in Rangers this season, this.
They might have a new manager by next Wednesday. Come out, yeah.
Now, all the best to the teams, guys, and we'll chat next week on the podcast.
Yep, take care, everyone. Right.